And a very warm welcome to all of you. Mike Cavalli here on The Mediumship Show. And today is a show that actually, I guess it was divine intervention is one way of putting it, but I really intended to channel some information. But it appears that I don't need to, because I was directed to read out the teachings of Silver Birch and his new world that he speaks about. It is so appropriate of what's going on in and around us today, that this new world is being created before our very eyes. And so therefore I had no need to download and channel information. I was just directed to Silver Birch and to give you some information about how this new world will unfold. Now, this teaching and these readings that I'm going to give you doesn't specify the current imbalance that we're facing at the moment, but it is very pertinent, and it's very much we can see directed to this event that's taking place today. So what we should do is just run through this, and I think I'm going to run through this without stopping to do any readings. I'll do the readings right at the end. Unless somebody calls in and wants a question answered, I will simply just continue to go through this. So what I'm going to do is just give you a little bit of a background on Silver Birch and who he done his work through. And then there's quite a lot of information that's question and answer. He was asked questions and he answered it. So sit tight. This is a very, very interesting conversation that you will see between somebody in trance. If we could find the recordings, it would be direct voice, but we can't find the recordings. We've only got the transcript. So here we go. Let's talk about Silver Birch and his new world. Well, Silver Birch was a spirit guide who spoke through Maurice Barbanel, who was born in 1902 and died in 1981. He was the founder and editor of the Psychic News of London in England. He was one of the influential spiritual commentators of the mid-20th century who drew our attention to the coming of this miraculous, here it comes, new world. The word of Silver Birch's teachings first began to circulate in the late 1930s, and within 40 years, 9 books of his teaching had been issued, circulating widely in this psychic world, I guess is the only way we can call it. The group was known as Hannon Swaffen Circle, to keep Barbanel's name a secret. It met monthly for 4 decades in a small flat in London. To meet monthly actually doesn't seem a very good use of time, if I don't mind saying so myself. A monthly meeting is a lot of time lapses between each meeting. So although Silver Birch spoke through a North American Indian vehicle on the other side, the higher spirit who sourced his message was not an Indian, and a lot of people don't know that. Of himself, Silver Birch would give a few details. He imposed upon himself the burden of anonymity. He says, so that I would make no appeal of illustrious personage, title, rank or fame, but would be judged on what I said and what I did. His last lifetime occurred around 3,000 years earlier, during which lifetime he venerated many gods. He had to learn in the spirit world that there was only one great spirit who has provided eternal laws for the control of every phase of life throughout the boundless universe. In a passage in which he mentions the new world, there it comes again, coming, he said that the teachings which he transmitted did not originate from him. He says, I am but a humble servant, an interpreter for those who have sent me to expound forgotten laws that must be revived as part of the new world that is gradually dawning. Think of me always as a mouthpiece. I represent the voice of the spirit that seeks to make its presence felt in your world and which is succeeding in increasing measure. So here now Silver Birch tells in his own words of the long struggle he had before he was able to transmit his message. He said, "When I was asked many years ago whether I would return to the world of matter and find on earth a band, in other words, a group of people who would work with me to deliver the message of spirit, I said I would, as did many others, and my task was given to me. I was told that I would have to search and find an instrument, and so attach myself to this instrument that I would be able to express through him the message I was charged to deliver. So I searched our records and found my medium." So when he searched the records, he means the Akashic records, excuse me. I watched from the time he was conceived. And from the moment that the spirit began to express itself, albeit as a little flicker, I brought my influence to bear and started there. And then the association has lasted all these years. He goes on to say, "I helped to mould the spirit and the tiny little mind, and throughout every phase of that life, I watched his every experience, learned how to get a close association, and I accustomed myself throughout the days of boyhood to all the mental processes, to all the physical habits. I studied my instrument from every aspect, mind, spirit, and physical body." And of course, the instrument he is referring to is the person, the medium, the channel. "And then I had to guide his footsteps towards an understanding of these spirit truths. First, I guided him to make a study of many religions in the world of matter, until his mind revolted and he began to be what your world calls atheist. And when that had played its part in the mental unfoldment, he was ready for me to begin my task of speaking through his lips. I guided him to his first meeting. I helped to bring him to his first circle. And there, in the power provided, I made my first contact. So crude, so trivial, but from my point of view, so important. And I uttered my first expression in the world of matter through another's organism." In other words, through another human being. "From that day, I learned how to obtain better and better control. Until now, you see the result. We have achieved so much that I can register the totality of my ideas and eliminate for all purposes what is in the medium's own personality. Now, I would like to tell you something about my mission. They said to me, 'You will have to go into the world of matter. And when you have found your instrument, you will have to bring him sympathetic souls who will aid you and deliver your message. I searched and found you. I found you all and brought you together. But the greatest difficulty I had to face was that I had to make a choice whether I would return to provide those proofs that your world must have to satisfy itself, material proofs, I mean, not spiritual ones, for your world does not understand those, or whether I would return as a teacher and teach truth. I chose the harder. I said, after all those long years, with all the manifold experiences I had in the realms of spirit, I would return and try to appeal with love to those whom I would strive to teach. I would appeal to reason. I would appeal to the judgment of mature, evolved, and what you call educated minds. I would reveal the message of the spirit in all its simplicity. Now, Silver Birch was aware that what he chose to call a new world was coming, or one that all spirits were lending their strength to bring about. He had been shown a vision of what was to come. And he says, "There are many of us who have been allowed by those who are higher and above us to see your world as it will be one day. The conception we try to transmit to those who are receptive, to inspire them to go on with their work. The pictures I've seen make you present, make your present world more ugly than it is. I see what it could be like and what it must be like. It's only a question of time." So Silver Birch joined a congregation of spirits who were working for the advent of the new. And he answers this question by saying, "Like many others, I've come nearer to the earth vibrations to help push forward the great new world, which waits just around the corner." So you begin to see how important this message was all these years ago is really relative to what's going on today when we talk about the new world. Nothing humanity could do would stem the mighty tide. A great power of the spirit will descend into your world of matter. He goes on also to explain the mighty power of the spirit has been launched once again in your world of matter. And the children of matter do not possess the power to stem that mighty tide. When spirit brings forth its new dispensation, there will be a revolution mightier than all the revolutions of war and blood. It will be a revolution of the soul, and all over the world, people will claim what is their due, the right to enjoy the full liberties of the spirit. Away will go every rejection which has put fetters on them. So the next question that was asked was, would they show that it is possible to sweep aside all destructiveness in humanity? And Silver Birch answered, "All jealousies and bickering, all strife and fratricide, all war and chaos, all envy, greed and malice can be driven from the earth. Compassion, kindness, gentleness, amity, and cooperation can be the principle by which men rule everywhere because of recognition of their common spiritual nature." So he was questioned further with this and asked, "From the standpoint of a world at war, all looked like pain." And Silver Birch could only answer to say that the new world too would be born in pain. He said, "You are now in the midst of the crisis, as always happens before there is a birth. There is much pain. The birth of the new order means much pain. Even when the new order comes, there will be growing pains." So you see, are we beginning to understand the message, how important it is, how relevant it is to what's going on and what's unfolding before our very eyes right now? So the next question, many of us would swear that things had gotten worse, to which Silver Birch replied, "There will be many big changes. There will be big breakups and there will be many upheavals. There will be what you think is darkness and difficulty. You will say things are worse, but all the time there is behind it all a power which is making for the progress of the world. But gradually, from destruction would come new life." And so he continues, "But after the storms and the wind have blown through the world, there always comes the new life of spring. When the snow lies on the ground and all looks very bleak, you are not able to see the freshness of the spring, but it comes. And gradually, as the great sun of life moves through the heavens of the Great Spirit, so the majesty of life comes to its fullest. Throughout the whole world of matter, there is a great cloud of discontent. There will come the spring of dreams and the summer of fulfillment. And so, the question was asked. The old order has to be torn down. The glorious new world, can it not be achieved without sacrifice? Well, he replies, the old order must fall for the new to arise. That which is part of the Great Spirit cannot be achieved without sacrifice. You cannot build unless you tear down. In times of great material disaster, the people of your world begin to examine the foundations of things of the Spirit. When all the things of matter have failed, they look for a reed to clutch, and they look into the systems that have been tried and found wanting. Then the truths of the Spirit begin to emerge, and they begin to build their new world, a world where the laws of the Great Spirit begin to play their proper part. Until you do that, there will always be great troubles. And so the question was reiterated, but in a slightly different way. Then the new world would be born amidst agony. And he replies, the new world is born in agony of birth, but with a baptism of tears and misery and sadness. But the new world is here. It rays are beginning to pierce the fog of your world. However, even with the birth of the new world, more will be needed to be done. The tide of victory rolls on. The old order dies, giving place to the new. The new world is coming. But do not think that because of this victory, there will be no more dark places. There will still be such much shedding of tears. There will be many aching hearts. There will be a great sacrifice to be made. Even in this new world, all will not have been achieved. There will be plenty to remedy, to improve, to strengthen. There will be weakness to overcome. There will be still troubles to be eradicated, but there will be a new basis for life. Much of the needless misery, much of the needless deprivation, much of the needless starvation and sadness will have gone. The basis of life will be changed, for gradually selfishness will be overthrown and service will reign in its place. And so the question, the new world would see the end of separativeness. And he answers, many will by now be familiar with a description of what can now be called a unitive world, a world in which we have unitive rather than a dualistic consciousness. And the question was asked to Silver Birch. Half a century ago, actually, the end of duality could only be discussed as an end to separation, to which he replied, as our teachings grow in your world, it will remain the end of national barriers. It will remain the end of separateness between people. It will mean the end of race distinctions, class distinctions, color distinctions, and all the distinctions between the churches and the chapels, the temples, the mosques, the synagogues. For gradually all will learn that they have a part of the Great Spirit's truth, and that the part enshrined in the heart of every other religion in no way contradicts that portion which is precious to them. So out of the apparent confusion, the divine pattern will take its shape, and harmony and peace will come. And so the question was then asked, this new world would be filled with happiness and wisdom. Is this true? Its foundation will be sure and strong. To which he replied, one day there will arise a new race that will recognize that all politics, religion, science, and knowledge are part of one thing. Then pain, sorrow, fear, mourning, and unhappiness will be banished, and your world will be a place of smiles, happy laughter. When you have people who develop their gifts, which all come from the Great Spirit, and use them for the benefit of others, then there will be built a system founded on that which is eternal. So these are just some of the questions that were asked Silver Birch. I did have the privilege at one time, the person who was training me had Silver Birch as his guide, and we know that he comes in the form of a Native American Indian, even though the voice or the information is not of a Native American. This is just the guise that he chose, and I did have the privilege of seeing him transfigure over the person who was teaching me my gift. But what does this all mean? You see, I was going to channel something to talk to you tonight about, but as you can see how prevalent this is to what's happening today. And so let's fast forward to today, and information that has been given to me over this last couple of weeks. So this wasn't specifically channeled, but we are approaching a new world. We have a great opportunity here to create something different as the old world falls apart. We're seeing this very clearly. The old guard, the old world is falling apart, and we have a new opportunity to step in. Let's look what's going on around us. The air's much cleaner. I just saw a photograph of LA today, and the skyline is the cleanest it's been in a long time. There's no planes flying over us, so the skies are clean. There's fewer cars on the road currently, so there's less pollution at ground level. We're taking less resource out of the ground, so the earth can actually heal itself and restore itself. And we're finding out how necessary everything actually is right now at this time. So what's been going on right now is a message of healing, that the world needs healing, we need healing. There's a lot of people who are emotionally sick at the moment and are living in that fear. Who are these people who are emotionally sick? People who are buying up, panic buying, all kinds of things. This is people who are emotionally sick because there is no need to do it. And unfortunately, if these people don't start to raise their vibration and get with what's going on, what's about to happen, what's about to unfold, unfortunately, they're going to be left behind. Nothing bad's going to happen to them, don't get me wrong. But how they live in this new world will be very, very opposite to how it functions, and they won't be able to lead a fulfilling life. We are going to see a lot more corporations having to pay their fair share now. That is, if the whole economic system doesn't collapse. Now, I don't believe it's going to collapse and we're going to have a fresh new start. But there's going to have to be great changes there. Otherwise, their system will not survive. I was speaking to someone the other day, and Venice in Italy, is the canals are completely clean since nobody's using them. You can see the bottom of the canals because the water is clean. Swans, ducks, dolphins are beginning to swim in the water. It no longer smells of a nighttime. And so you'd have to ask yourself, if you were somebody that lived in Venice, would you want to return to the old order? Or would you like to see what you're witnessing right now in your streets or on your canals, this to continue? Certainly, if I was a Venetian, this would be the new world I'd be looking for. We are beginning to see at this current time people, light workers, beginning to rise, beginning to do their job, who they've kept themselves in the sidelines for many, many years. Now they're stepping up, the light workers, people who have come to this earth plane for a specific job are now beginning to stand up. The Council of White Brothers, I think there's 11 of them. These people are stepping forward now to really bring forward this change that's coming along. What about the rest of us? We can help everybody here by not living in the fear energy. When we're in the love energy, we're in the God energy. We're in that energy of spirit communication. When we're in this energy, we're in the now, we're present, and we don't have nothing to fear. There really is nothing to fear. So I invite you all actually to really consider now living in this creative and joy that's about to unfold. Now, Saturday, the 28th, I will be doing a meditation for live on Facebook to transform the destructive healing energy into positive healing energy, so that this healing energy can spread across the world. So there's a link down there on this show page that'll take you to the Facebook page where we'll be doing this guided meditation. We did one during the week and it was very powerful, I have to tell you. So please join us. We need the numbers. We need to reach critical mass to make this change, and we can do this in several ways. We do this by helping the light workers. We can do this by you becoming a light worker also. Open up your heart, open up your intuition, and be guided. Your part might be small or appear to be small, but if you speak and open up your heart, you allow other people the opportunity to speak and open up their heart. Don't be afraid to stand up and be counted. This is a golden opportunity for all of us. And Silver Birch was actually talking about this, obviously, all those years ago, for an event like this to take place. Well, look, I've got some people coming through in spirit, so I'm just going to read these out now and tell you what I've got. The first person that come to me is, I've got somebody who is lying in a hospital bed. They are pretty comatose. They're quite awake, and this person is wearing a hospital bedding gown, although it's short-sleeved, and the importance of this is to show there's either a tattoo or a marking on the arm of some sort, and it's the right arm that it's been shown here. There's no equipment. This guy isn't fixed up to the equipment. And hello there, somebody's just waving hello, and so yes, welcome to the show. So we got this tattoo on this person's right arm, and he puts up the number 4. He has great difficulty moving his hands, he's very weak, puts up 4 fingers, and I think he's referring to a spouse. I think this is just one child, and I think it's a daughter, and there's 3 grandchildren. That's what it feels like. He's very tired, and he doesn't have much energy, and he was about 76 to 78 when he passed. 6 and 8 look very, very familiar when we're giving numbers. There's just a little digit on the side that's missing. He had a blood condition when he passed, and it was going on for a bit of a while, and he gives me the month of January. Now, he didn't suffer actually very much, and he wanted to go, and he did, and he sort of facilitated that. Quite a spiritual man here, and he called upon his angels and guides to bring him over swiftly. I do get the feeling that he was somebody that did work in the healing world or spirit communication world. He gives a message here, and that is, whoever this is for, it's for an opportunity. There's an opportunity that you're presented with right now, and he suggests take it. That's not because opportunities never come again. He just feels that this is quite right for you right now. So anyway, that was the first person that I got coming through here. Now I got somebody else coming through. And this was somebody that was in the Navy. That was very clear. And it seemed to me that it was certainly the military Navy. And this is going back some time. He gives me the name Rigby or Rigsby. Now, I don't know if this is the name of the ship that he was stationed on or if this was his name. It could be the name of his town, but the name Rigsby or Rigby is certainly linked to this person. He was a little guy, actually, you know, about 5'5", something like this, and he gives me the name, the number 46, and I think this was the year that was quite important to him. Okay, yes, he wants me to say that he might have been small, but he was quite stocky. He had those kind of Popeye type of wrists that were really, you know, you wouldn't want to get in a fight with this guy, is what I'm saying here. So he has a message for somebody that sounds like Cindy or Cody. Well, what is the message here? Now he's just sort of stepped back a little bit. Ah, okay, thank you. And he said, rethink your options, okay? Don't rush your decision. This one is to consider all your options before you make a decision. Now, this was somebody on the earth plane who would never say to you, you've got to do this, you've got to do that. And that's why he's saying, consider all your options. Because now he's over the other side, and I think he can see things a lot clearer. I think this is for a grandson. This is another message for a grandson. If you know somebody, this could be for you. Otherwise, it's for somebody with the letter C. It really sounded like Cody, so I don't think it was Cindy. But okay, so this final person I've got in spirit here, she presents herself as a grandmother, and she comes to me as an old lady of about 86 years of age, and she was very, very active throughout her life. And she also comes dressed in a pinny, in an apron, because she seemed to really be doing this, wearing this apron all the time, because she seemed to be always in the house, cooking, cleaning, doing something like this. And again, this is a granddaughter. I'm sure it's for a granddaughter. She gives the name Alice or Allison. I think it's, yeah, okay. This is for a granddaughter. And I believe she came from Central Europe somewhere and immigrated to the States. So if the granddaughter's name isn't she might be known as Alice or Allison, but that would be the English equivalent of her name. It's that type of thing. She points to a window above a shop, and the interesting thing here is that the conditions around this shop are of the 30s. So she's shown it to me in black and white, and she's showing me the people walking up and down the street in the 30s. Actually, she's showing me a lot of horse and cart information, although there was a lot of cars going around at the time. So she shows and points to a window above the shop, and this was the apartment where they lived. So she's around Alice to try and help her. For quite funny. I'm around to help her with her cooking because her cooking is awful. And this grandmother loved cooking. In fact, she's showing me what looks like a sausage or a bratwurst or something like this. And she used to make them herself. and she loved making all this stuff, and so she was quite an expert in cooking, and her granddaughter appears is not, and she laughs about this, and she wants to just be around her to help her improve. And so that's the information that I have there on that. I've got one more person coming through, and I just want to try and get this person coming through, because they're coming through with a lot of feeling and a lot of emotion. Okay, so I've got a father figure coming through right now, and he comes through with a lot of emotion, and it's a feeling of that he would love to hug you one more time, and I feel he's referring to a daughter here who he left behind. It was a tragedy how he went. It shouldn't have happened. It was an accident. This is the feeling that he's coming through. He very much regrets it. Thank you. Okay, I feel that this was self-inflicted, and he paid a heavy price for it. Okay, there was a little bit of trouble with depression, and this was pharmaceuticals that contributed to this. And it was supposed to have helped him, but he's okay. He's on the other side, and he just wants to hug this person very, very much for one last time. So I'll just try and get a name if he wants to give me a name and come through, but I'll just try and give a little bit more information about him. His passing was also very, very quick as well. It was almost like bang and it was gone. It was over. It was quick. It was swift. So he didn't feel any pain whatsoever here with this. And he wants to convey that he did make it over to the other side, and it's not what, okay, it's not what you think it is over the other side. Okay, he's talking about religion here, because he had some really deep-rooted religious beliefs, the programming, you know, because what happened would have condemned him in terms of religion. But no, he's over the other side. He's okay. There's also, he talks about brother, and I think his brother is over there as well. Brother, no. Sorry, I take that back. It's not... Is it brother? Isn't it brother? Okay, this could be a half brother we got here, because he's bouncing backwards and forwards here. But certainly somebody we saw as a brother is over there with him. And that was a big relief for him. And the person he's showing me wore glasses, very thick rimmed glasses he's showing me. That's the brother character we got there. This person also loved music. And would listen to music, and he'd like to be on his own listening to music, and it wasn't pop music, anything like this. Was more like a jazz type of music. We're going back to the 60s. He wants to give me the year, the swinging 60s, that period actually when jazz was really in focus, was really peaking quite a lot there. So he brings this memory link back. I don't think whoever this is for would have known about this, but it's for you to pass on the information to somebody a little bit further up, perhaps to mum or somebody else who's still on the earth plane here that would remember this. Okay, he also gives me the name Goldie. I'm not at first, the name Goldie just come flying through, but I think this is a pet's name. I think this is the name of a little dog, because he's showing me just a little doggy right now. So the name Goldie begins to take place. There's a lot of people coming through with him right now. I'm very pleased to hear this, because he talks about a little celebration coming along. I believe there's a new babe coming into the world right now in and around this family environment, and this is going to actually glue the family back together again. He says, as it seems to have gone a little bit haywire is the word he uses. So this little newborn baby is going to be popping into the world again. I think this is going to be around about January time also. So the conception is just either it's just been born, or it's just been conceived, something like that. So he does give this January period is quite important. So let's see what else he gives here now. Okay, there's the name Norma comes through as well. He gives me the name Norma. Thank you. This person has just dropped off, and somebody else stepped in called Norma. So we got a Norma here. Norma was a school teacher when she was on the earth plane, and she continues her work here because she wants to bring an education to who, well, she gives the name Jackie as well. So I think Norma and Jackie are related. So if the names are a little bit out, just bear with me because we're doing this and we're getting no feedback here, because normally when we do mediumship readings, we like to hear the other people's voice. So I'm just giving you what comes through here. So Norma was a school teacher. Again, I think, well, let's see when she's going to tell me when she passed. No, she's a very strict school teacher at the moment, because she's kind of saying to me, I'll be in charge now, you know, I'll tell you what to say. So she's really, really quite strict with all of this. Although when she was at home with her family and her grandchildren, she switched off the strict teacher role. Now, in terms of a teacher, it seems to me that she taught at a school that was a very difficult school, a lot of trouble, an inner city school with a lot of unsettled children, or it was a school for children with special needs. So she really was quite good at her job. She passed because of a stomach condition, as my stomach begins to get slightly irritated. It gets feel like it's getting blocked and full. And this was one of the conditions that she passed with. There was also a condition she had multiple conditions that led to her passing, and in the end all the organs packed up. Again, it was relatively quick with this person. It seems like she went for diagnosis and then everything was discovered. Thank you. What she wants to give here, the message she wants to give here is, thank you, is the importance of the mind. And you know, thank you, don't always believe what you think. Okay, that, because she's saying is she believed that she was seriously ill, and that she was there was nothing that they could do for her because she believed the doctors. And so the process in her mind was that she was preparing her departure. She said, don't believe everything you think. Whoever this is, I think this is for Jackie, whoever this is. So that's what she says. She comes in and says just this very brief stuff, and then she pops out again. That's all she wanted to say. I've got one more person here with me, and then that, I think, is going to wrap it all up. So let's ask this person to step forward here. Okay, thank you. I've got a young person here in the spirit world. I think he must be about 8 years of age. He's full of the joys of life. And this, thank you, this person passed over in a motor accident. It appears that he stepped into the road without looking. We are going back to the early 60s here. So this young man would be probably 60, 65 now, but he presents himself as the young boy who had this accident. And so he just wants to step forward, and he wants to be recognized. He wants to be remembered. Thank you to his sister. And the sister will most likely be listening to this program at some point, and that's why he's come through. Let's see what else he wants to say here about this. Why has he come through? I'm going to ask him to step forward. He's really challenging me. He's trying me here quite a lot, actually. He's being a bit funny. He's leaving me hanging, as it were. But okay. Okay, so fine. So the message he wants to give here is that it was pretty similar to the other person here, is that you've got to take every opportunity in life that is presented to you, because you don't know if tomorrow will come for you. So he wants to express here is that you should take every opportunity, enjoy life as you find it. Okay, thank you. He gives me the name. It's Cynthia. Cynthia is the name that he wants to give me. And so this is a message for Cynthia. This could be his sister who is still on the earth plane right now. And I believe this is for somebody in the United States also. So I want to go over the West Coast, actually. I need to go over to the West Coast and actually be on the coast. Where on the West Coast, I don't know whether, I mean, like California is a big coastline. So I don't know if it's on the Californian coastline or up a bit further. Either way, this person, the Cynthia person, is also an artist. She shows me lots of pictures, so she doesn't mean she's a professional painter, but she paints and gets a lot of joy from painting. So if you know who that's for, that would be her. So let's see. I think that's about it. I think they're all going to step back right now. So if this is the first time you've joined us on this show, what I normally do is talk of a topic, and then I do some readings like I did now. And if you want to connect with someone, all you've got to do is call in. And I like to hear your voice, and it's that connection between you, me, and the person in spirit. It's the Trinity, the Holy Trinity. Number three is a very, very powerful number. And that's really how we do mediumship. We need the voice, we need the connection. But we can do it without. And sometimes it's strong, sometimes it isn't. I've been doing it for many years, and I think I've had quite a good connection there. So I just hope that the people that need to hear this are going to tune in at some time and hear this. So don't forget, I'll be back next week, actually, with another show. And please do call in and let's get some mediumship readings going. Let's connect with loved ones on the other side, because we can get closure. It does help us. It offers us closure to know that our loved ones are safe and well, no matter the circumstance of passing. And I want to assure people who have lost someone to suicide that they also step into the light. There is no damnation here. We do our own judgment when we get over the other side. The judgment is more of self-reflection. We take a look at our life and we say, yeah, that wasn't so bad, or I could have improved there. Do we come back? Well, that might be for one of the higher realms to decide, but we may have sufficiently learned enough that we don't have to come back. So rest assured, your loved ones, the moment they take their last breath in this world, they take their first breath in the new world. And you will find that it's a beautiful place. And so I invite everyone tonight when they go to bed to ask whoever, to their spirit guide, ask God, the universe, whatever the deity you choose, if you can speak or connect or see or feel a loved one that has passed before you, so that you can get some kind of closure, some kind of closeness. It really is a beautiful feeling. And I recommend this to everyone. You'll raise your intuition, your self-awareness, you'll raise your self-esteem, how you value yourself. Imagine you lost your mother or father 5, 6, 7 years ago, and that suddenly that third eye has opened. and you are able, not at will, but when the circumstance is right, to communicate with your loved one. I lost my father 8 years now. I know when he's around, because he comes back with the smell of cigarettes into the house, where neither of us smoke in this house. And I know it's him when he comes back. And you too can experience this. Everyone can be a medium. There's no exclusivity here. Everyone's a psychic and everyone's a medium. Some are better at it than others. So, having said all that, I shall wish you a great forthcoming weekend, a peaceful weekend, a weekend where you don't live in fear, a weekend of knowing that great changes are on the way, great positive changes, that a new world is beginning to unfold, as predicted in the teachings of Silver Birch. This new world, although we're experiencing pain right now, will provide prosperity, health, food, warmth and abundance for everyone. So tomorrow, please look at the show page here, and tomorrow at 9 a.m. EST, 2 p.m. in Europe, I'll be doing a live meditation to transform the destructive healing energy of this imbalance into a positive healing energy. And we need your support. We need your energy. We need you to be there to create critical mass. So please join me tomorrow. Click on the link. You'll find me there. And I look forward to your company next week here on the Mediumship Show. Bye-bye for now.